something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I'm that guy. I'm your host, John Age. Thanks for being back with us today in the not-so-wee hours of the PM for another information breakdown segment. Folks, it's been a little bit. Once again, it's been about 2.5 weeks, I do believe. Maybe two. I think it's two. Anyway, I don't really know what to say. I apologize, but it's just par for the course, I suppose. I don't really know what to say anymore. I had a pretty bad allergy pollen thing going on for about a week. I got kidney stones a couple days back, and it's just been a pleasure, really. It's been a real great time. So that's where I've been, in case you were wondering. I'm not going to sit here and belabor all these points and sort of just talk about myself and my own issues because you don't care. So let's just move on. AnomicAge.com is where you need to go if you've not already done so. Looks a little bit like this. It's all updated and new for you. Yes. Well, no, I don't know. Nothing as far as what you can see on the front end new. But I assure you on the back end, it's brand spanking new. If you're looking up here, you're going to see all the social media links are finally there for you. So if you're wondering where in the devil can I follow Mr. John Age in the Anomic Age, well, they're all right here. BitChute, YouTube, Brighteon, Facebook, Parler, Telegram. I'm missing some. Odyssey. And Rumble, too. If I'm not mistaken, they're all there for you. Actually, I don't think Parler's up there anymore. I think it's just Telegram. Nevertheless, they're all there. So please check out AnomicAge.com. If you can't do anything else, you can check out that. You can share the links. You can share all those links on your own social media. Because I've got well over, what are we at? 137 was supposed to be today's show, but that, of course, got destroyed because of technical problems with Zoom. We were supposed to be speaking with the lovely Megan Fox today, talking about Colorado grooming schools at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but that got scrapped thanks to more technical fun. So no dice on that. You just get me for a few moments. Discussing, in theory, what we were supposed to discuss today. I don't know if that show's ever going to happen. I don't know. But I know darn sure I'm here. And you're here. So here we are. Nevertheless, from the homepage, if you want to get the iPhone app or the Android app, you guessed it. They're right there, too. You can sign up for the free newsletter. And the most important thing, if you want to help this show out at all, because I assure you, under no circumstances is this thing cheap at all. I was just looking into some new technology that I need today. Just to make this thing run in any just semblance of normality. That'd be awesome. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. You guessed it. You can find it from the homepage or whatever you happen to be listening to and or watching this on. At the very moment, or in the future, when you're watching this, weeks from now, when I'm bedridden to some other disaster. So you can watch that even when I'm dead and gone, I guess, or in the hospital or whatever it's going to take to get things back running smoothly on my end. Let's get into the real matter, shall we? Let's get into the realness. The realness. The realness. Man, that goes to some old school people who may not know that this show even exists. Anyway, what I wanted to get into today from the title of the show, The Shamed and the Unshameable. Yeah, I don't think unshameable is in the Webster's Dictionary. It's in a couple other dictionaries online, but nevertheless, it's probably not a real word. But unshameable is what I would suggest that most of the populace is right now. Why they're unshameable. Unshameable indeed. So thanks again to the listeners and participants in YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and DLive. I get a little dark sometimes, and I don't mean to. But I want to thank you for listening, for participating in the chats, and for just otherwise playing along. So thanks. I never even know what the bleep is going to happen sometimes with the technological issues. It's uncanny, but I'm unflappable. So we'll just let it ride, I suppose. We will let it ride and see where things take us today in the Shamed and the Unshameable edition of the Anomic Age. In case you missed it, I've also started putting these information breakdown segments into the podcast feed. So we've got a ton to sort of to make sure gets in there. So, you know, they'll be there. They'll get placed into the feed sooner than later. So that's good news. So The Shamed and the Unshameable, I was just looking at all the insanity from well, the past few weeks. And it's because, as a society, we live in this dichotomy of the shamed and the unshameable. Because those of the more conservative bend, the normal humans, whatever the devil that might mean, they have a sense of shame. And I'm not even saying that's a good or bad thing, because I think people oftentimes can sort of live in the shadow of too much shame. And in my humble opinion, those on the conservative side of things, I'm not saying we got to play by the rules of the communist trash, but I am saying to quote Barney Fife, how do you fight fire? It's with fire. And I am in no way endorsing nor calling for any violence, but I am saying that sometimes you may have to get your hands dirty when you're dealing with turds, because there is no picking one up by the clean end, so to speak. So at some point, we got to stop playing Mr. Nicey Nice and pretending we're taking the high ground, when in fact we're just getting our noses rubbed in the brown stuff and getting beat down, metaphorically speaking, of course. So there is that dichotomy of the shamed and the unshameable. And those people that can be shamed, it's because we live by some sort of biblical principles. And people always want to say, oh, no, it's not the Bible. It is. Alas, it is. Because all law really comes from biblical law, comes from common law, comes from those tenets and principles of all those Ten Commandments and more. So when you look at the people that can be shamed, they are living by those principles, or at least attempting to live by some semblance thereof. And all the total pond scum, dregs of society trash that can't be shamed at all, well, they're living in that relativistic normality that has been created for us. So they're living in that world. And there is that fine line, man. I mentioned that before. There is that fine line where you have to have some semblance of shame. But I think on the other side of that coin, you've got to step up to the plate at some point in the game. Because the scum that has no shame never will. And you've got to call these people out for what they are. And you can't be afraid of being called certain names. And that's what's up, in my humble opinion, in our society right now. We've got those people that are principled, that are so afraid when the trash, dregs of society, just common filth calls them names, they're quick to cower, quick to apologize, and quick to concede to the scum. And therein lies the problem. Oh no, you called me racist, transsexual phobic, homophobic, xenophobic, whatever phobic you want to put on me. Oh, I'm so afraid. I'm so sad. You called me this name. I'll apologize. I'll concede. I'll backtrack. I'll backpedal. I'll do whatever it takes to make you stop calling me names. Oh, please. I'm in elementary school and I need your scum filth trash to stop calling me names. That's what's up. So you've seen that happen on so many different levels and scales from all different pundits, hosts, actors, activists, sports stars, whatever you want to call it. Anytime somebody starts calling you names, that's what happens. And that's what's been going on in the political duopoly for a long time. There's all these concessions made by anyone right of Mao, but there's never any concessions made by the common communist trash. So there is the dichotomy of the shamed and the unshameable. I mean, it's a twisted parable on what our society has become. So I'm not going to cover the Will Smith debacle. I think that's been covered to death. I was going to cover it when it came out, but I was in the bed dealing with some sickness. But what I think that whole situation really encapsulates, and I think it was a scam, hoax, false flag, whatever you want to call it, you know. And people are so quick to, oh, it can't be true, it can't be true. Well, let me run this down for you. It's two actors in an award show where the only people there are actors and publicists. And the whole premise of the show is to pat each other on the back for doing a great job at acting. So it's actors, in essence, patting each other on the back. So let me get this straight. It's a whole multi-million dollar show with actors and publicists patting each other on the back. There's two actors that have an altercation, quote unquote. And we're supposed to all believe this is legitimate. I mean, this is even more transparent than all the other false flags that they've been peddling for so long. But at a certain point, the general public is just so dumb and just so in a malaise that they can't even see things for what they really are. So I'm not going to sit here and argue those points. I don't care. Just don't care. At a certain point, you just can't help the unhelpable. Let me see. What's the thing I was going to show you here? I got one for you. No, that ain't it. Let's see if we can roll on down here. There we go. That's a pretty good one here for you. It's difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. Voltaire. Difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. Ain't that the truth? Difficult to free the American and global slaves from their captors. Yeah. The tendrils of the bread and circuses propaganda regime. You know, it's difficult to really free anybody when that's just what's up. That's what they embrace. That's what they admire. And they admonish anybody who would dare to point any sort of truth in their direction. I mean, that's what we do here at the Anomic Age, propagating truth in a world of lies. That's me. That's the John Age Project. That's what we are doing here. But one of the more egregious things in the false flag was that nothing was done. I go back to a great song by the Foreskins, "One Law for Them and Another Law for Us." One law for them, one law for them, one law for them, and another one for us. And I would even go further into this because it really goes into the aspects of the protected classes and how everybody is afraid to stand up for what's right. Everyone's afraid to speak the truth. Everyone is afraid to do the normal thing. So here you had, supposedly anyway, at this incident, you had an actor go up and assault a presenter. Or I guess he's a host, if you want to call him the host instead of a presenter of a specific award. But nevertheless, actor gets up, slaps a host, and it goes back and sits back down. Number one, where's the security at this highfalutin event? Is it just because it's an event run by these actors and actresses that there's no security? I don't believe that's the case. So, number one, there's no security to stop this boob from going up and supposedly slapping somebody. Number two, this clown's not escorted out. He's allowed to continue sitting there and then go up there and take his own bow as he receives an award. So let me get this straight. There's no security, once again, into the Oscars. And there's no accountability if you assault someone at the Oscars. Why could this be? Well, it could be because it's completely orchestrated hoax meant to fool the American morons and global morons and distance their attention from anything that could matter. What could matter, Mr. Age? Well, my goodness. There's Hunter and the laptops. There's the Ukraine debacle. There's the Nazi connections to what's going on in Ukraine and these people shooting people in the genitals and the legs on video, calling people's parents up, saying your son's dead on video. I mean, there's all these obvious, egregious war crimes going on. But that doesn't fit the narrative, now does it? Because it's not Putin bad, Russia bad, which I'm not saying they don't have some bad apples over there. I'm saying that doesn't fit the narrative. So you can't talk about that. You can't talk about the continued election fraud. You can't talk about any evidence that would suggest anything other than benevolence and love towards the vaccine and the COVID operation. So you can't touch on any of that. So I know what you can touch on. You can touch on for, what is it, 2 weeks straight here, like this operation run at the Oscars, which nobody watched anyway. Nobody gave a rat's patoot about this thing until somebody got up and got slapped on stage. So you could look at it through that lens, or you could look at it through the protected class lens, where if a white gentleman got up and did that to a person of color, whew, man, you'd have rioting in the streets for days. You would have them arrested immediately and tackled on stage, and it would just be the most insane media blitz frenzy, you know. Whew, since old Lee Harvey got shot on TV. I mean, that'd be sort of the equivalent, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that today. I just thought I'd sort of cover it here just for a few moments. What I wanted to get into was back to the shamed and the unshameable. Let's get into old Jerry Rivers. Well, we got some images from Jerry, don't we? Let's see. Jerry Rivers, known in many circles as Geraldo Rivera. He's on Twitter today saying, go justice. Whew. Ketanji Brown, stay strong and fair. Congratulations on your ascension to the highest court in the land. Too bad. The Senate has lost its grace. So here you got old Ketanji Brown given the most lenient of sentences to the pedophile trash. But it's pedophile trash of color. So that's okay. I suppose. That's all right. Ketanji Brown, you can give the most lenient of sentences to people of color. Because that's okay. They're a protected class. And they're pedophile filth anyway, so that's okay. Come on in. To the highest court in the land. I mean, what else did you really expect, folks? I've said this many times before. All three branches of government are bought and sold six ways from Sunday. They are complicit in the illicit crimes that we all know are going on. All three branches of government are gone. It's todos, no más. But Jerry Rivers just put it out there in your face again. Good old Geraldo Rivera. So there is the shamed and the unshameable. We live in a society where there is no shame in letting sexual predators and deviants have their way with children. It's all right. It's now, in essence, endorsed by the highest court in the land and the actions of Ketanji Brown. So you know a tree by its fruits. So you know where she stands in this. You know a tree by its fruits. You know where Geraldo stands with this. All those years and all those different programs of the Geraldo Rivera Show. We're exposing all this horrible atrocities. We're exposing the Satanism. We're exposing the pedophiles. We're exposing all these horrible things. And much like Al Capone's vault, it's a big nothing burger. Because you judge a tree by its fruits, and Geraldo's fruits are clear to bear. Aren't they, Jerry? Oh, man. So there's that. What else we got on the docket? I wanted to get into these two videos. Where are we sitting on the clock, folks? Where are we sitting? We got 25 minutes in the can so far. Why not just go a little bit more? We got two videos to show you today. I'm going to show these videos purely as an educational purpose, as a critique of the video material, purely in that sense. So I am using these under clear copyright application as a critique and an educational purpose, just in case you were wondering. Let's show you a little video here, folks. What do we got? The first one here. I'm just going to let this speak for itself. I'll try my best not to interrupt. The first one here, we got the president of Disney. I don't know if I'll play the whole thing. We'll show a little bit of it. Here, let's see what we got.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually. One transgender child and one pansexual child. And also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel.
All right, let me pause it real quick because I want to get into it a little bit. So here we have a president of Disney. Yeah, that's the protected class trash in Florida. So we got a president of Disney Corporation. Yeah, they're one of those big multinational conglomerates. You know, the ones that own one of the seven media outlets that own virtually everything. Yeah, that's them. That's them. So as the child of a transsexual and pansexual child, she is just flabbergasted and appalled that they do not have more representation in Disney. More
responsibility to speak, not just for myself but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th, where again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what?
We don't have enough LGBT content going on? And I'm going to supersede just Disney here, because, I mean, yeah, they're one of the tentacles of the bread and circuses. And one of the multinational corporations, like I said a moment ago, that owns one of the six or seven controllers of all media that we see. We don't have enough representation, people, not enough. And let me tell you what's up, man. I don't really watch TV from this century because it's all scum. I'm sure somebody's going, well, there's this one great show and there's this other great. Yeah. Okay. So there's a few exceptions to the rule, but by and large, it's all feces, poppycock, boulder dash, filth and trash. But I do my research here and there, and I see what's being put out there. And I would suggest that there is hardly a show out there that doesn't shove this agenda up your nose. Because every show's got a character that is in that protected class. And that would be my assertion. Most do. Let's continue.
That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters.
So the narrative is, it's just not enough. It's not enough. There's not enough. We have not super saturated you enough with it. The shamed and the unshameable. And I am not actually trying to get all biblical here on you, but that's kind of what it boils down to, folks. The shamed and the unshameable. Sin being introduced into the world in the Garden of Eden. You see, old Adam and Eve were just chilling in a garden, having a good time. And Eve experienced some trickeration by the serpent, by the snake, by that evil character, the devil. Yes, she did. So she ate the apple she got Adam in on, and then they were shamed in this world. They brought the shame into the world, folks, because then they were ashamed of what they'd done. And the Lord tried to find him, and they hid from him in the garden. And they covered their loins with the leaves, didn't they? So if you want to get all biblical on it, look no further than the fall in the garden. But they, the proverbial they, through the school of thought of relativism, the proverbial they have relinquished and removed shame from our culture. Oh, it was under such high principles. It was that terrible enlightenment, I tell you, all that enlightenment period where people got all biblical and crazy. Yeah, we've got to remove that, and the best way to remove that is through relativity, through relativism. You see, we can't judge one standard by another. It's all relative. You see, in this household, we might believe this, but our neighbor might believe that. It's all relative. There's no norm. There's no standard. There's no nothing. There's the anomic age. That's what that means. That means no standards, no norms, no nothing. And that becomes problematic because that creates this clash of civilizations, the duality between those who have standards and those who do not, those who are shamed and those who are unshameable. Wow, are we connecting dots here yet, folks? That's exactly what this whole thing creates. It does. So we are living in that anomic age where there are, I'd say, a vast majority of the populace that's just unshameable. They live in that relativistic existence where it's all okay, it's all right, it's all normal. There is no normal. Whatever you want to do, whatever gets you through the night, whatever you want to do to get your proverbial jollies, I'm trying to clean it up a lot, it's all right. So they have infiltrated all aspects of the media, the tentacles and tendrils of the bread and circuses. I don't care whether that's sports, television, radio, social media, all the big named platforms that are subverting the television. You know, all those that you can get on your device, all those that you can stream at home. Yeah, those big names, same ones. And they're normalizing this whole thing for you, folks. They are normalizing the whole kit and caboodle, so to speak. They're normalizing it all. We got one more for you, don't we? Let's get that second one. I'm just going to let this one roll, and I will interject my critique as it rolls.
There is work that we all know, that we all still need to do, and we are here for it 150%.
Now, you and your husband were known as the parent of four boys in your community before Chazzy transitioned. So what was that transition like for you as a parent, and what is your advice to other parents who are on a similar journey?
It's difficult to stomach what we're watching right now. We're watching the fall of Western civilization. We're watching the fall of the United States. I had a great image that I used for a real early episode when the COVID psyop was going on. And it was an image of a flushing toilet with the American flag going down as the image of the water. And that's exactly what's going on. And it's tough to watch this and really view it with any legitimacy, because I've noticed this. I mean, it's not just this broadcast that we're seeing this on. And by the way, this is not my copywritten material. I am only viewing this and critiquing this for you on this show. So, public domain is what we're talking about here. But when I look at these people, this specific one that I'm watching right now, these people look like Stepford Wives. They look like they are reacting and acting very robotically. I think acting being the operative word here. But it looks like something out of the Stepford Wives. The 1970s, not that remake garbage. It looks like the Stepford Wives because it's very clear if you're watching the actions of these people and if you're actually watching how they interact with each other in conversation, this isn't normal. This is all very much a scripted routine. And you can pick up on a lot of these cues just looking at I can't really verbalize this properly. I'm just going to let it roll here and just try to really perhaps not even listen to it. Listen to this little bit with the volume off and look at their facial expressions, the interactions, the intonations, these subtle cues that they're putting out there, like, this over-exaggerate, this is normal. You know, that sort of fruitcake, eyes wide open, big smile. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is normal behavior. Yeah, this is just swell. This is how it's going to be. I mean, that sort of exaggerated insanity that I've only seen on people that are on drugs or people that are just purely, there's something psychologically wrong with them. They're so gone that they're living in an alternate reality. I mean, if you look at people that are mentally ill, you look at the criminally insane, you look at these people that you can tell have been on way too many drugs for way too long. I mean, that's sort of this lens that they're behaving in. Let's continue.
For you as a parent, and what is your advice to other parents who are on a similar journey?
So when Chazzy, our daughter, when she really started to communicate to us, and that was at the earliest moment that she...
So when Chazzy, our daughter, by that she really means the son that is now identifying as a female, the male who's now identifying as a female, Chazzy, our daughter, they keep reiterating these points. Chazzy, our daughter. They have to reiterate these points because the normal individual that looks at this goes, no, that's not correct. That's mentally ill. That's not accurate what you're saying. But they keep doing this as a gaslighting technique. Like 2 + 2 is not 4, Winston, no. 2 + 2 is 5. They keep reiterating these points to, I also include the victims being the mentally ill American people and the global mentally ill as well. They have to keep reiterating these points so that you, know what you must say. The shamed and the unshameable. You are shamed into going along with the narrative. You are shamed into going along with the illogical things that they're saying. That you are shamed into going along with the pseudoscience that is not science at all. You are shamed into this by these people. So that's what is going on here. Let's continue.
Actually had words and language.
One more thing I wanted to get into. What she just said a moment ago there. When she was first able to communicate with sounds and verbs and language and words, she just immediately indicated, oh, excuse, I'm doing it too. He immediately indicated that he was a female. Immediately. I mean, her first words weren't dada or mama or boba or anything like that. No. Her first words were most likely female, I guess. you got to believe this, I guess.
To communicate to us who she truly was, we were a little surprised because we didn't expect it. And then as we just literally raised her, supported her, just like all parents do,
supported her just like all parents do. And we got to get into this too, folks. I'm going to switch back. Fear not. So right now we're getting into the ethos, pathos, and logos. The ethos, pathos, and logos. So right now, I know I've got the video on the screen. I'm doing that for a reason. So the pathos, they're going right now with the logos. They're going with the just logic. Logically, like any parent would, we supported her when she was 2 years old, I suppose, and was saying, yeah, you know, this is what I am. I'm a guy. Of course, because that's normal and logical. Let's move on.
Saying, you know, we're teaching her the right values. We're teaching her to give back. You know, one of her favorite things in the world to do is to volunteer and be in service.
Yeah, you see, here we go. They're immediately moving into the pathos. Let's go once again. The pathos, they're going to emotion, credibility, and trust also with ethos, because they're sort of blending the emotional with the ethos, which is more character-based, because they're appealing not to your sense of emotion so much right here, but the character. They're saying, oh, the great character that Cassie has, you see, because she has such great credibility. So they're kind of doing a two-for-one deal, because they're doing the emotional pull while also infusing what great character this person has. And I'm not here to attack a child's credibility, character, love, the pathos, the ethos, nor the logos. I'm just going to stick with my, not attack on the child, but with my critique of the situation. Let's move on.
Service to others. You know, that surprise evolves into something just really cool and important. And that is the realization that she's our daughter. And so what?
Once again, she's our daughter. It ain't a guy. She's our daughter. So they're doing that 2 + 2 = 5, Winston. What are you trying to say? 2 + 2 = 4, you bigot. Hey, trust the science. Well, you know, actually, science doesn't legitimize this. Hey, 2 + 2 = 5, Winston. Trust the science.
I would say to all of those parents out there, and all the folks, by the way, millions of folks still in our country who say they've never met a transgender or non-binary young person, I would say this. I would say these children are here.
Yes, now here we go with the emotional. Let's get it. The emotional. These children are here. They're here, and you better accept it. If you've never met one of these special protected class kids, now's your chance, because they're here. They're not going anywhere, folks. They are the new normal, and you better accept it, or you're going to be made to accept it, because they're here. I'm here.
And they are wonderful. And all it takes is love.
All right. Jen Grosshandler of the Gender Cool Project.
All it takes is love. Now we're back to the pathos. The emotional, aren't we? We're back to the pathos. So we got the ethos, the pathos, and the logos. So they played on the logos a little bit, but like any parent, we're just going to raise our kid and do the best job in the world. Then they got into a little bit of a combo game with the ethos and the pathos because they were pulling on the emotions, but they were trying to legitimize the character of this child and her great credibility because she just wants to help people. And then they wound it down with all you need is love. And that's all you need. These children are here. And they're wonderful. And you better accept them. Or you're a bigot. It ain't a mental disorder. It's not an agenda. We're here. And we're coming for you. What did the San Francisco choir said? We're coming for you, kids. We're going to groom them and make them accept us. That's right, folks. We're here. We are the unshameable, and you are the shamed. We're the unshameable, and you are the shamed. That's about what it boils down to, doesn't it, folks? Well, if the agenda is not crystal clear for you right now, I don't know how to help you. But, you know, it's kind of like what we were getting into in the beginning where we had what was that? That old Voltaire quote, was it? Let me see if I can pull that back up. It is difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. They revere the chains, they revel in the chains, and they just embrace the chains. That's why you got these morons going through the motions with the psyop and the facial gear and all that good stuff. That's why. They revel in the chains and the slavery. And the irony is, I was watching The Sixth Sense with my wife last night. And it came up to that disturbing part where you had the Munchausen child syndrome and the mom who kills her own child, putting some sort of poison in her food. And eventually the kid's dead and they can revel in it. And they can just revere the death and just embrace it. It's a sacrifice. That's what it is. So they are embracing the sacrifice of their child. But at the same time, they're revering the death. And they're getting all this reverence and sympathy and emotional vampirism taking place within the community. So looking back at that film and looking at the Munchausen syndrome, and I talked about this many, many episodes ago, but I mean, that's what we're seeing here in our society, is we're seeing just parents just, they can't wait to embrace this. They can't wait to get the dopamine drips from the likes, and they cannot wait to just be embraced and loved by the community at large for for going along with this bull. I mean, that's really what it is, folks. So, that's really what it is. And you're either going to go along to get along, embrace this garbage for what it is, and you're going to become a casualty in the fight, or you're going to rail against it and resist it for what it is. And I'm not in any way attacking the kids, because it ain't the kids, it's the adults. It's the adults that are allowing the programming, the brainwashing, and the destruction of a generation with this garbage. That's what it is. So, that's all for now, folks. I'm going to try to come back this evening. There's so much more to unpack and to go through. I didn't even get through half of the things that I wanted to get into today. We'll do our best to come back this evening with another information breakdown segment. You can't do everything, but you can do something. I encourage you always to let your existence be the resistance, to resist tyranny where you find it. Until next time, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Once again, I hammer that point home for the second time because people get distracted, they get disgusted, and they think you can't do everything, but you can. On whatever level, you can do it. That's why I underscore that point again. You can do something to resist this mess. Even if it's internally resisting it. When people mention it to you saying, you know what, that's baloney. Resistance to the tyranny takes many forms, shapes, and factions, but all of it counts. Whether or not you have your own show, whether or not you're out there with a sign, whether or not you're wearing a shirt, whether or not you share my links or somebody else's links, I don't even care. This must be resisted at all costs because the destruction of our nation, country, people, way of life, whatever you want to frame it as, is at hand. So please do what you can. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.